wishes and resolutions. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about both next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tis the season, so they say, to extend holiday wishes to folks and to get ready to turn the page on the calendar with those good old-fashioned New Year's resolutions. So let's take a few moments today and do just that. First of all, holiday wishes to those schools who have maintained broad athletic programs in the face of hard economic times. The value of what these after-school activities, athletic and non-athletic, do for kids and communities is absolutely priceless. And wishes to those schools which have been able to keep a dedicated staff, administrative and support for these athletic programs. In a multitasking society, too many schools are learning the hard way through internal turmoil or ineligibility of students that athletic programs need a full-time presence operationally. Best wishes to coaches who have made a career out of teaching kids more about life than X's and O's. The stories I love to hear from people are about how a coach shaped them individually, and rarely do they ever say how many games they won or lost. That is the true measure of a coach. Holiday wishes for patience and slow whistles for the 10,000 plus individuals who officiate our children's games. It's tougher than ever before to be a referee, and as I heard one veteran official talk recently about patience for young officials to get accustomed to being in that role and to have a slow whistle, because kids are so much more athletic nowadays than ever before. What you thought was going to be a call you had to make turns into a great play. And folks, let's remember that officials are also fans of the game, or else they wouldn't be out there. Please make a resolution for the new year to treat them with the respect they deserve for being involved, especially when you're not. And our last wishes go out to Mike Carey of Mount Pleasant, who is retiring from the broadcast business at the end of December, selling his MHSAA network affiliate stations WMMI and WCZY. 40 years ago at old WCEN, when I was still in high school, I would sometimes ride with Mike to contests I had to cover for the old Daily Times News, and we've had a great working relationship over the years. I always enjoyed the opportunities when Mike, his Uncle Paul, the one-time Detroit Tigers baseball announcer, who also hosted a high school football scoreboard show on midnight for years on WJR in Detroit, and even Mike's dads Terry, all Central Michigan University alums, were reunited in the broadcast booth in some of our championship games whenever we had a mid-Michigan team involved. Mike told me at this year's football finals in November about the upcoming sale of his stations, and we wish him well in retirement and in his new career of taking on that honey-do list that's been building at the Carey home for some time. Resolutions? Well, beyond the normal ones of lose weight, grow hair, and get back in shape, I also fell short last year with a resolution I made on this program to get better at technology, so that's on the renewal list for this year. My new resolution is to do a better job learning the history of school sports and to do more things to chronicle that history. There's nothing I enjoy more in my job than talking with former athletes, especially what we like to affectionately call the old guys, to learn and appreciate these games even more, and then to be able from time to time to communicate some of that history to you so we can remember where we've been and be guided as to where we need to go. Join us again next time for another edition MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.